It's the Morning Mix on Mix 105.1. Happy Monday morning.
Hey, Monday.
Somebody's playing in pain, though.
Yeah.
You look miserable.
Do I?
Yeah, you look, seriously, you do. If I tried to take you to a ping pong or a tennis match that you wouldn't be able to watch. What's going on with you?
I slept on myself wrong. I slept on my, I guess, the wrong side or whatever, and I woke up Sunday with nothing to do and excited about the entire day. You can spend all day with the family and the pool and everything, and I'm just miserable. I can barely move my arm, and it's just, I think I pinched a nerve. I'm not sure.
It's a sleep injury, Dana.
A sleep injury. How old am I? This is ridiculous. I've never had this happen to me before.
Where is it exactly?
It's like right on my, like the left side of my neck. It goes all the way underneath my arm, and every once in a while, a pain will shoot all the way down to one of my toes, I swear. It's like, what? Ow!
It's like a whole,
it's like your Shazam.
I'm miserable. I'm sorry.
He's just like kind of like all hunched up over there and just looks like somebody just needs to pull.
I thought he had a cold. Well, you're just, I don't know.
Well, it's hard to lift my head. So I'm like walking around with my head down. I look depressed.
You do. You do look very sad.
But I'm happy, I promise. I'm just in pain.
Please never be my doctor, Dana. With a misdiagnosis. You got a cold? No, it's
are you
a pain in my shoulder.
You're Shazam.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. Yeah, I went to see Shazam, which I liked. I didn't fall in love with it, but I liked it.
My family, too.
Yeah, I think the hype was just so much that I had, higher expectations.
Right.
It's just my countdown to Avengers Endgame. Let's be real. But then yesterday, I went to Cirque Luzia.
Yes.
I saw it before, and I loved it so much, I had to go back and see it again. And I went with two of my friends who I love dearly, Chris and Fran. I love them so much. But it was like, and I told them this, like taking my children out to see a show. It's like, are there going to be bathrooms? Yes, there are going to be bathrooms. Is there going to be air conditioning? Yes, there's going to be air conditioning. Like, come on. Where are we going to meet? Can we drive together? It's like, yes, I will drive, everyone. Just
get in the car and don't make me turn this thing around.
Yes, right. Like, the show's about to start. Put your condiments on your hot dog. We have to go. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I was going to say, if you ever want to borrow my kids to take them out something, but it sounds like you have your own two already.
I think they would have been just fine. Yours. No, I love my friends. No, it was a good weekend. What about you? Awesome.
It was amazing because you, Dana Taylor, can no longer call me the Jinx of the Orlando Magic.
Yes, I can. No, I know what happened.
No,
we're not all the way there yet.
There it
we're
is.
Going to the playoffs. Oh, wow.
I think I called it day one of opening season back in the end of October.
And I think that is all that you said. That's as far as you went with saying we are making the playoffs.
We're great. Finally, we're going to be above 500 team and we're going to the playoffs.
So what's your next prediction?
We are going to beat whoever we face, honestly, in the first round of the playoffs. I really, truly believe that.
You're taking it round by round.
Yeah, we're the hottest team in the NBA right now.
Yes,
the
Magic is.
21-9 in our last 30 games.
The last home game? Oh my gosh, I saw posts and heard about it and everything.
149 points. Everybody across the country was talking about the Magic.
Yeah.
It was so cool. It's like ESPN, boom, there we are. I'm like, oh my gosh, our Magic.
So this is my question.
Yes.
How do they rank when you are calling the games? Are you good luck for them, or do you need to sit out the playoffs for the city?
When I first started, I was 9-0 back 11 years ago, and they almost, New Six almost did a story on me.
So you have to bring that up to juxtapose with how you are now, which must be just okay.
This season, I wanted to start with a highlight.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm 2-1 this season.
That's not bad.
I have a winning record.
Yeah, that's a winning
okay.
record.
That's not bad. So I don't think they're going to need me.
sound like it.
But I will tell you what, I will be at game one of the playoffs.
Will you really?
Absolutely, I will be there. 100%.
Oh, I thought you were like calling the game or been invited or something.
No.
Like, yeah, like, wow.
I'll be buying tickets later on today.
Tickets go on sale at 3 o'clock for playoff games.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
So, yes, congratulations, Orlando Magic. I was up late past my bedtime last night. I'm like, you've got to go to bed. Went to bed and happened to roll over and wake up and the screen is up there and they're like, are Orlando Magic going to the playoffs right at the end of the game? I'm like, yes!
Awesome.
Sent out a tweet and went right back to bed.
Okay.
So happy for him.
Yeah.
So.